Good afternoon. Welcome to Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM. School safety. Yep, all the kiddos are back in school here in Iowa and elsewhere. I got grandkids that just went back to school this week. So it's always a good time in September to talk about school safety and other issues. And to do that, we have Marshalltown Police Sergeant Andy Cole joining us. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Good afternoon. How are you today?
Oh, I am so adequate. It's just unbelievable. I've got to tell you. Does it feel like a broken record every year about this time to be able to have to go, okay, we got to remind everybody that it's back to school time and things have changed out on the streets and sidewalks?
You know, it's like every season that we have in Iowa. We have our farming season when we go to plant. We have our farming season when we go to harvest. We have our winter driving that we need reminded of every once in a while. It's always good to talk about the kiddos because we have new kiddos out moving around. You know, we've got that fresh crop of kindergartners that are out moving. And, we have kids that are changing schools, going from that fourth grade elementary building to moving into the fifth grade building over at Lenihan or, you know, going into that seventh grade year going to Miller. So we've got different patterns that kids are going through. So it's always good to just be cognizant of what's going on around us, put those cell phones down, and give yourself an extra couple of minutes, especially this first month or so as buses are getting out and you're learning that new traffic pattern that's going to happen.
So who do you worry about most? The kids or the parents or drivers and or drivers?
You know, I think it's a totality of the circumstances when it comes down to it. Because we see kids walking around with cell phones in their hands that aren't paying attention. We have drivers that are walking around with, or driving around, I should say, with their cell phones or their breakfast or, you know, any other daily tasks that we ran behind on during the morning that we normally are going to do while we're driving. You know, the biggest thing is some of those removable stop signs that are going to be out and about now around Fisher. Right. And I think Rogers has them as well. So, you know, those two schools, all throughout the summer, we haven't had to stop at those three intersections there. One of the biggest ones being probably Pleasant View and South 6th Street. That's a big one that is a new one. Mm-hmm. So to make sure that we're stopping outside of the intersection, giving kiddos plenty of time to cross the street to get to school and to get that traffic off of Pleasant View so we can keep traffic moving quickly and smoothly around Fisher Elementary area.
And at all the schools, there's always a backup because, you know, parents want to get in. They either, A, want to get in there and get their kids dropped off, or in the afternoon they want to get in, get their kids, and get going. And sometimes that haste leads to some issues.
Absolutely. And the biggest thing is just be patient. Wait for a parking spot to open up. If you need to circle the block to wait for that spot to open up as a parent picking up, please do so. Double parking is where we get a lot of issues and a lot of our complaints, especially at pickup time. Mm-hmm. I know Franklin has a real big issue with double parking there on West Main Street. Just circle around a couple of times. Make sure there's a spot open. It's going to be safer for you as a driver. It's going to be safer for your child that you're picking up. And the problem is that we get people that try to scoot around those double parked cars, and there's a kiddo inevitably that's going to dart across the street that isn't using that crosswalk like they should. But again, it's like herding wet cats sometimes.
So, you know, we're a week or two into the school season here in Marshalltown. Have there been any trends that anybody has seen as far as around the schools like that? Anything different, or is it just, you know, rinse and repeat type things?
So far, I think we're doing fairly well. Haven't had a lot of complaints in the morning for sure. Afternoons, hit and miss. But the thing of it is as the school year wears on, that's when we start to get that complacency. We start to forget about our patience. We forget about, you know, that these kiddos are just trying to learn and, you know, become productive members of society for us. You know, they're the next generation that are going to take care of us when we get old and feeble. And, you know, they're going to be running this joint.
Some of us are already there.
But. I wasn't going to say that.
So what new challenges has it brought with the cell phones getting smaller and smaller? And, you know, obviously it's been on several years before there were such a things as payphones still out on the streets and all that. But is it harder, do you think, to impress upon the kids about the cell phones? Because, you know, those are almost like, you know, magical little inventions to them.
It's definitely a source of entertainment. I know my two are constantly plugged into their electronics. And, you know, it's a safety factor. We have kids that have a lot of different things that are going through their mind at the end of the day. What snacks are going to be? What have mom and dad got planned for dinner? What are we doing here? What homework do I have? You know, things like that. So really encourage those kiddos that have their cell phone to make sure they're keeping them in their bag. Let's be safe, especially when we get to the crosswalks, because inevitably we're nose into a social media platform and we just step out into traffic without making sure that it's clear. That being said, I also want to remind pedestrians that when there is someone waiting at a crosswalk, the pedestrian has the right-of-way in the crosswalk, not traffic. So you need to, as a driver, wait and clear that intersection and make sure that it is clear and those kiddos see you. I always say that, you know, we should always make eye contact when we have pedestrians around us, and that way they know what we're doing and they know that we're doing. So we have kind of a nonverbal communication that starts and stops with safety at the end. So that's always a good thing to do.
You know, we talk a lot about the safety and the driving and stopping and starting and dropping off around the elementary and the other schools as you go up. But at the high school, it's a little bit of a different animal, because now you have students also driving in addition to into those that are still dropping off and picking up.
Very true. And those are very young and very inexperienced drivers. So you always want to make sure that you're giving everyone some extra space for reaction times, because we're not always going to be the fastest at learning these new skills. So that's always imperative to make sure around that high school area to be cognizant, be patient, be aware. Eyes up. That's the biggest thing that I can tell people. Eyes up and make sure you slow down just a little bit. Olive Street's kind of a tricky little street to deal with there. As you're approaching, if you're coming, like, say, westbound on Olive, as you crest the hill there at the softball and baseball field, that becomes a 25-mile-an-hour zone. That becomes a school zone. So even though there's four lanes of traffic with no parking, which would, by state law, require a 35-mile-an-hour speed limit, it's a school zone at that point. So we're dropping it down to 25. Just the other morning, I had a motorcycle doing 65 coming down that hill. And thank goodness it was a weekend, but in the same breath, golly, let's pay attention to our surroundings. So that's always a good thing there. The other thing is school buses.
That was going to be
always want to make sure those school buses. So as soon as a school bus starts flashing their amber lights, oncoming traffic needs to come to a slow and stop. It's no different than a yellow light at an intersection, on regular traffic signal. As soon as those yellow lights start flashing, that means that bus is getting ready to come to a stop and you need to slow. The red lights come on, that stop arm comes out, that is a definite stop sign, no different. And unfortunately, or fortunately, I guess, however you want to look at it, you could lose your license if you make a habit out of running stop signs or stop arms on school buses. And Marshalltown School District has gotten very proactive in their stop arm violation assistance with us. They have video cameras, and those video cameras are front and rear facing on those buses. Some of them are on the stop arms. We see license plates and we see drivers. So please, 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 if nothing else, just stop. Kids are going to drop off for what? 3-4 minutes, maybe. You're not going to lose that much time around town, and make sure you're aware of that, because it's going to be a hefty fine in the long run.
Yeah, and those cameras are getting even better resolution, so it's a lot easier to see those license plates now.
Absolutely. It's almost a normal process. When we go in for a stop arm violation, they already have the video downloaded from the bus ready for us to be able to review and have plate information and driver description. So it's very, very common for us to have all of that evidence ready to rock and roll when we walk in the door.
What about the enforcement part of it for the officers out there? I mean, you know, there's the old cliche. Well, they're just out there wanting to write tickets and all of that. But you know, you're trying to help educate, and you're trying to the focus is more on preventing problems than creating them just by handing out tickets?
Well, I can tell you right now, in 15 plus years of law enforcement, I've never got a toaster for writing enough tickets. So there's never a prize at the end of the month. Nope, there's never a prize at the end of the month for an officer to get a crystal watch or a toaster oven or anything like that. So we're really just trying to keep everybody safe. A lot of officers start their career with traffic safety in mind, and then we branch out as we see what's available to us, because the biggest parallel with law enforcement and the general public is that traffic stop. They see us out there doing things, and you know, it's not that we're trying to be mean or reach a quota or anything like that. We're really trying to educate with warnings for the most part, but stop arm violations is one of those where it's going to be a ticket. There's not going to be very many warnings, because we know that there's a stop sign. We know that there's red flashing lights, unless we're got our heads down into a sandwich or a cell phone, and we're just not paying attention. And it's just doggone it, it's dangerous. It's just dangerous when we have a 5,000-pound vehicle going 25 to 45 mile an hour past kids that are getting on and off buses, and they're not paying attention. They're happy to be home. So just be safe. That's my biggest thing.
Well, if you're being safe, and I'm putting this in the perspective of a parent or an adult, somebody, or maybe an older brother or sister dropping off a kid at a school, you know, you're paying attention, you've got your eyes open, you're looking around. If you see something that doesn't quite look right, does it take a lot to convince people that maybe they ought to report that? Because sometimes they don't want to get involved, but sometimes that leads to two other things as well.
I would always recommend that if your spidey senses, like I call them, if your spidey senses are going up, the hair on the back of your neck is starting to stand up and something doesn't look right, give us a call. We would be more than happy to come out and check those things out and see what's going on. It may alert us to an issue that we don't aware of, or it may lead to something that's nothing. And it may just be, hey, this is what's going on. And people don't realize that they're weirding someone out by their actions. And they are just like, oh, golly, I wasn't even thinking about it, you know, or anything like that. So it's good to sometimes, you know, the public's eye can be very, very good for us as far as alerting us to potentially dangerous situations. And please always call us. Let us deal with it. I would much rather deal with it with the professionalism that the Marshalltown Police Department has and be able to keep some anonymity for that caller so that we're not escalating into a bigger issue later on.
Is there such a thing as road rage around the schools?
Absolutely. For sure. Not even a joke about that one. So, again, and it seems to be one of those things where we wear on as the season continues through. As, you know, we get through that school year, it gets worse, that's for sure.
One final question. You know, we talk a lot, not only in this instance, but with other thing about driving or doing anything, being distracted, put the cell phone down. I constantly see when I see them driving with cell phones and all that, and I'm going, gee, that's a pretty new car. Don't they have Bluetooth, or can't they get one of those little magnets to put their cell phone on? Do you ever have that thought?
I do very frequently, because every one of my vehicles has it. So I make sure that I keep that as hands-free as I can and use my Apple CarPlay and everything like that in my newer vehicles for sure.
Keep that in mind as you continue to drive around. Whether you've got a kid or not, you've got to be careful and pay attention around the school. Sergeant Andy Cole, as always, thanks for your time. Keep on keeping them all safe out there.
I will definitely try that, Ken. Appreciate your time today. Have a good one.
It's our pleasure, and thank you for joining us on Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.